Greetings, everybody, and happy Sunday. It's time for your Sunday episode of the Bite-Sized Blessings podcast. In this episode, I'm introducing you to Elizabeth Makepeace, and once again, another splendid human being and another incredible interview. Elizabeth has had many experiences that kind of defy credulity. She tells a story about being in a car crash. It was a pretty catastrophic crash, but somehow she survived, so she tells a story about that. Elizabeth calls herself an intuitive warrior, and honestly, has some really incredible stories that she shares in this episode. But the big thing about Elizabeth, and the thing that she really emphasizes and that we talk about in this episode, is that we are all creating what we experience. And we get to that a little bit later on in the conversation, but especially she wants us all to know that you are not broken. We all identify as being individuals and separate from each other, but this is just part of the illusion. And many of my guests have said the same thing. We're actually powerful beings that can tap into the very essence of the universe, and we're all connected. She tells some really provocative and interesting stories in this episode. But enough about all that. It's time for me to actually introduce the guest. So here's my very next episode with Elizabeth Makepeace.
First of all, she told me about a car accident I had, and told me my dad was there and four others, and you know, a car accident that no one knew about. There was no other car, so it was just me, and I'd done a like 360 in the middle of the road, and everyone was like, "How did you not flip the car?" And when I said something to her, she said they all sat on the boot of the car so that it didn't flip. So when Dad died at 15, didn't know my mum because she was working all the time, I was grieving big time and spent 10 years like on drugs and, you know, just completely numbing myself. Was with a partner. We met at school, you know, and so at the end of that we had children, and I started waking up to, I need to clean up my act, right? I'm a mum now. And so we separated, and I went and did a diploma in remedial massage and was doing that, and then I moved closer to him so that he could see the kids and they could see him. And there was this friend of ours that was saying, "You got to go and see this psychic, right? She's amazing," and blah blah blah. And I didn't believe in them. I thought they were charlatans, you know, like just gonna just take my money. And so anyway, she kept on hassling me, you know, and so I ended up going just to shut her up. And I walked into this woman's house, and she said, "What are you doing here? You obviously, you know, you can do what I do, but obviously you don't know it." And through that process, and I, you know, I'm thinking, oh, here we go. You know, this is her trying to get more money out of me. But in the process of being there, she told me about a car accident I had, and told me my dad was there and four others, and, you know, a car accident that no one knew about. There was no other car, so it was just me, and I'd done a like 360 in the middle of the road, and everyone was like, "How did you not flip the car?" And when I said something to her, she said they all sat on the boot of the car so that it didn't flip. And so I actually had this touch from my dad. It was the first time I had, you know, a spiritual energy touch me, And so when I went home, I had all these energies like for 2 or 3 days. And so I rang her up and I'm like, what's going on? This is freaking me out. And she said, they're all just happy that you've woken up. It'll calm down soon. And I said, well, can I make another appointment? And she said, no. I'm like, huh? Like, I thought you were, you know, like I thought you'd want to take my money. And she now, as you know, she obviously was genuine because she recognized that I needed to go on this path by myself. And so I had no idea what I was doing, had no friends that were spiritual, found myself in a little spiritual group, you know, center and doing meditation. And through that process, I think it was within a month, I found myself in a little group and we were all doing past life regression. And so, yeah, it was 7 years of past life regression training. But those first, you know, like I had no idea what I was doing. And also because I didn't have any background, was meeting all these people that were like, oh, you know, we're Lemurian sisters, or we're, you know, we know each other from Sirius. And I'm like, huh? What are you even talking about, you know? And I've got this guy next to me, you know, he's a Native American Indian and his name's Fred. You know, like I haven't got any of this, you know, like, so you start feeling really inadequate. So, you know, you've got no idea what you're doing and no one actually sharing with you that what's actually happening for you internally and what you take as just natural is what all these people are talking about, but they've languaged it a different way. And so, you know, I remember when I recognized that actually I have this if I tuned into it. I just was taking it as you know, just part of who I am. As soon as I recognized that, I had this thing. I'm like, I'm on a mission to share with people that we actually already have what other people are talking about if we just tune into it. So no one's specialer than anyone else. We all have the opportunity to tap into whatever we want to.
You all enjoyed my funky interview with Elizabeth Makepeace this episode, and I hope you enjoyed getting to know another incredible human being out there working their magic in this world. There will be a link to Elizabeth's website in the episode show notes. And for those of you who appreciate the work that I'm putting out into the world, please do consider leaving a rating or writing a little review. And then guess what? There's a shiny new YouTube channel, so click on the link in the show notes and check out the work I've been doing over there. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Elizabeth. Know that we're all connected and that everything is one, and that the idea of us all being separate is an illusion. I think if you live with that idea, that we're all connected and that everyone is you and you are everyone else, then I think we'll be a little kinder to each other, a little nicer to that stranger that we meet on the street. So live with the idea that everything's connected and everything is groovy, and I think pretty soon the world will become a more delicious and funky place.